If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men relate. They don't isolate or sedate. That's right, you heard me. I said real men relate. They don't isolate or sedate. You know, my son, who was probably a teenager at the time, he once asked me, he says, Dad, if you could go back and change one thing in your life, what would it be? To his surprise, I said, I wish I would have told someone sooner about the sexual abuse I suffered and endured as a child for 3 years. Now, Kendall wasn't as surprised by what I said as he was by what I didn't say. See, I didn't tell him that I would have changed that my father left when I was only 2 years old. I wouldn't change my mother's depression and her battling with alcohol throughout my childhood years. I told him I wouldn't change his mother divorcing me after my porn addiction and multiple affairs, or even the family member who abused me. And when he asked me why not, I told him because you can't control the choices and actions of other people. However, you can control how you choose to respond to the actions of other people. See, most men who've struggled as I did with porn and sexual addiction are used to suffering in silence. Our hope is that we'll be able to eventually strong-will ourselves into resisting and abstaining from acting on every lustful impulse or desire. We will attempt to use porn filters on our computers and cell phones and try bouncing our eyes whenever we see beautiful women or pop rubber bands on our wrists whenever we're tempted. And we'll try to read the best blogs or books on every subject, hoping that something will miraculously cure us of our self-destructive behavior. Now, I know because I've tried all of these things, and as well as attending a recovery group for 7 years and completing a 12-step program 4 times and seeking personal and marital counseling for 3 years. But I'm convinced that the most important step in breaking free from porn is one word. You ready? Wait for it. It's connection. See, the truth is, porn and any other addiction is just the opposite of connection. Porn allows us to disconnect from reality, from people, from our pain, our pressures, and our past trauma. Porn allows us to medicate, sedate, and isolate ourselves, and it keeps us from being vulnerable and transparent with the people who matter most to us. Now, I often say that God will only choose to heal what we reveal, not conceal. Now, if you don't believe me, just ask Adam and Eve. And there's no healing without connection. Because I chose to hold on to my secrets about the abuse, I was consumed with shame and guilt. I didn't try to connect with those who mattered most to me. Instead, I tried to hide from my pain, suppress my shame, and bury my guilt, hoping that no one would ever see the internal and emotional wounds that were eating me alive. Not only am I convinced that connection is the key to conquering porn in any addiction, I believe it's also the key to spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Our connection to God, our family, our friends, our battle buddies, and those we love are the healing balm that we need for recovery and sustainable victory over porn. Now, having been porn-free for over 15 years, I teach the hundreds of men that I mentor and coach in our Real Men 300 program that a man is only as strong as the support or connection that he has with other men. Because ultimately, the weight of life, including porn, will always crush a man who tries to bear it alone. I told my son, if I can go back and talk to the 12-year-old me again, I will tell him, it's not your fault. Tell someone you trust about it and let others help you carry it, so the healing can begin. Now I'm asking you to do the same. Because remember, real men relate. They don't isolate or sedate. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And you know, I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners because they keep me encouraged, and I hope that they bless you. Well, I picked a great one to share with you this week. This came from I am King 318. He says, I listen to your podcast every morning. I just want to say thank you for allowing God to use you to help our men. A high percentage of men, they aren't taught how to be a man, and so most men go through just winging it. If every fatherless man or every man in general would just listen to your podcast, this world would be a better place. So I want to thank you because your podcast has helped me to be a better husband and a better father to my kids. God bless you and your family. And thank you, I am King 318, man. That really blessed my socks off, man. And I picked these reviews by random. So who knows, if you guys submit a review, who knows, I might actually read yours on the air. So please keep submitting those reviews. And as you know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. And we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.